when it comes to studying early Rome, we are presented with a fairly large array of sources. The fact that we have a large array of sources doesn't necessarily mean that those sources are all reliable, or that indeed we should believe the portrait of the foundation and early development of Rome that they convey. Quite the contrary. Broadly speaking, we can divide it up into two categories. We have a fairly large body of literary sources, of written texts, of literary texts, that provide us with narratives on how Rome came about, on how it was founded, on who inhabited it, and on how the community was organized in the early centuries of its history, telling us about the monarchic period and also about the early development of the Republic. The two main ancient narratives, of course, for the origins of Rome, are Livy, Livy's History of Rome from the foundation of the city, notably the first five books of a huge work that originally consisted of 142 books, most of which are lost. It's a work that was produced in the Augustan period, end of the 1st century BC, early 1st century AD, therefore essentially more than half a millennium after the events in question. And the same problem, I suppose, applies to the other major source for early Rome, the Roman antiquities of Dionysius from Halicarnassus, an intellectual from Asia Minor, a Greek-speaking intellectual who, again, lived in the age of Augustus and who set out to write a history of the origins of Rome, mostly addressed to a Greek audience, to a Greek-speaking audience. And the fundamental working hypothesis of Dionysius was that Rome was, broadly speaking, a Greek city. Those are the two main accounts, literary accounts, that we have. The historical reliability of those accounts has been the object and is the object of much debate. And these days, I suppose, hardly anyone, certainly in the English-speaking world, tends to take the narratives provided by Livy and Dionysius seriously. Although there would be different views on the historical value of aspects of those narratives.